News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Jamaica has called for the full implementation of the CARICOM Single Market and Economy, CSME. Prime Minister Andrew Holness on Wednesday urged his colleague heads of government of CARICOM to seriously consider full implementation of the CSME. Mr. Holness made the appeal as he contributed to discussions on the CSME at the 38th meeting of heads of government of CARICOM in Grenada. He said regional leaders have been speaking about implementing a CSME for too long with little action, adding that for many countries it's a dream not realized and even denied. Meanwhile, Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith says full implementation of the CSME will truly benefit Jamaica and Jamaicans. To date, only three member states have fully implemented the CSME. Senator Johnson-Smith is of the view that full support from all member states will bring about positive results.
Jamaica's position is that this is something that has been on the books for 7 to 10 years, and we think that if member states are committed to implementing and committed to ensuring that our people experience the CSME in a way that is real and important to them, then the movement of skilled workers is something that should be moved up in the implementation plan.
Senator Johnson-Smith was speaking with journalists at the 38th meeting of heads of government of CARICOM in Grenada on Wednesday. The meeting was held over the period July 4 to 6. New National Housing Trust NHT loan applicants can now benefit from improvements in home grants and financing for NHT scheme solutions as a result of policy changes which took effect on July 1. The new policy changes include the NHT's offer of 100% mortgage financing for all housing units it produces. This means the trust will lend qualified contributors the full amount required to buy NHT units, providing they can afford the monthly loan payments. Persons with disabilities will also benefit from reduced interest rates and a special grant to assist with retrofitting their houses. The NHT will also provide a grant of $150,000 to NHT mortgagors with disabilities or to mortgagors who reside with and care for a family member who is disabled to retrofit or upgrade the dwellings to make them more suited for their needs. The policy changes were announced by Prime Minister Andrew Holness during his 2017-18 budget presentation in March. And Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett on Monday welcomed the inaugural flight of the Eurowings Airlines at the Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay. Minister Bartlett says the airline will bring 20,524 new seats to Jamaica out of Cologne, Germany. He says this will help achieve the goal of having 50,000 visitors to the island from Germany.
So we are drawing from a demographic that has the ability to spend. The good news also is that this series of rotations will bring visitors who are going to spend 2 weeks and more in the destination. And that's important in terms of the period of stay. And it has implications also for the spend. And we're seeing that the more people spend longer periods in Jamaica, is the better it is overall for our tourism expenditure.
Eurowings is the largest low-cost carrier out of Germany. The flights will operate twice per week on Mondays and Fridays until the end of October. Minister Bartlett says Eurowings will offer a winter service which will see another 15,000 seats out of the German market. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Calling young people 15 to 29 years old. Nominations are now open for the Prime Minister's Youth Award for Excellence. Categories include agriculture, arts and culture, entrepreneurship, leadership, sports, science and technology, environmental protection. There's also a Jamaica 55 commemorative category for youth engaged in community-based volunteerism. Access nomination forms at youthjamaica.com, moe.gov.jm, or at Youth Information Centers island-wide. For more information, email info@youthjamaica.com or call 978-7654 or 978-5347. Nominations close August 31.